Go ahead, 17.
Okay, Bob, we're getting ready for the AlphaMed. I just took a red filter and a blue filter pictures, two pictures on frame 41 now with a 35 millimeter. Pictures of the Earth, and I took them one stop smaller, that is more open, than the light meter set, hoping to compensate for the small Earth. The Earth just barely fills the most innermost circle of the spot meter. Also, there's a very strong band of clouds shaped sort of like a narrow fir tree with a base about 20 degrees of longitude west of Baja California that extends up, I believe, to the vicinity of Hawaii, and the top terminates in a very strong northern cyclone pattern.
Roger, Jack. Was your magazine Sierra Sierra?
That's firm, Sierra Sierra.
Roger, Jack, and you say that cloud is right, the cloud area is right near Baja, California. I've got a picture of it here in front of me from one of the satellites.
No, it's about 20 degrees west, longitude degrees west of that.
Yeah, okay, we've got it on the
yeah, maybe
here.
Even more than that. Okay, maybe even more than that. It's, may be on the west side of that. It's a little hard to tell. It's close enough to the limb that it's hard to say.
Roger, Jack. I think I've got it on our map here. It shows a pretty heavy, dense cloud area right down that area you're talking about.
This is Apollo Control at 68 hours, 7 minutes. AlphaMed is Apollo light flash moving.
For the AlphaMed, CDR will be in the left seat. CMP will be in the center seat with the AlphaMed. For our reporting when we get to Vox, we'll just call out our first name to shorten it and the comments following. And Jack will be recording.
Roger, we'll be listening.
That's the Apollo light flash moving emulsion detector associated with the visual light flash phenomenon that most crews have reported on past missions, seeing points of light in their eyes when their eyes were closed. A couple of theories proposed on the origin of the flashes. One is that they are caused by cosmic rays. The other is that they are high-energy atomic particles which enter the eyeball or ionize upon collision with the retina or cerebral cortex. The AlphaMed is a emulsion plate device that Ron Evans will wear. It'll cover the front and sides of his head and will provide information on time, strength, and path of particles penetrating the emulsion plates. The other two crewmen will wear eye shields. This test will last for approximately an hour. And the data on the recorded by the AlphaMed device will be correlated with the crewman's verbal reports on flash observations.